and I'm sure that all of you would say the same. We're going to welcome Minister Tiffany at this time, who's going to be hosting the call for us this morning. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for spiritually greeting and seating us this morning here on the Master's Call. And good morning to all of you. What a thankful Tuesday it is. I'm thankful that we're able to get up this morning in our right minds, get up, you know, with the love of the Lord all around us. I'm just thankful for the great things that He is doing in our lives and the awesome privilege of prayer time that allows us to enter His presence here on the Master's Call. So I welcome each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the TMC call this morning. My name, as Tammy said, is Tiffany. I'm Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California, and I am excited about what God is doing in the lives of those who believe in Him. See the Master's Call. We gather here every Monday through Friday in the morning from coast to coast, and I'm so glad that you guys just called in today. I'm glad that you dialed in from wherever you are, because without you, this call would not be what it is. Is set out to be. And so we thank you for dialing in. If you're dialing in for the first time, then we welcome you to the Master's Call, and we pray that you would continue to join us. And see, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. And I thank God for their yes, because without their yes, we would not be here. See, He gave them a thought, and with that thought being their vision, we have the Master's Call. And when He gave them the thought, He also gave them a scripture. The scripture that He gave them can be found in Psalm 88:13. In Psalm 88:13 reads, But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And not only did He give them a scripture, but He gave them a mission statement. And the mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. They meaning you and me, as we begin our day and we dial into the Master's Call, our lives are being enriched, enhanced, and empowered by the Lord Jesus Christ through the messages, through the fellowship, through the community that we have here. Truly, our lives have been changed, and I know mine has, and I know many of you out there, your lives have been changed because of this call. And the reason that I know is because we have an email address, and we get so many praise reports and testimonies and words of encouragement from our email address. We also get people who are interested in being intercessors and greeters on the line. We have two new greeters on our line who recently came aboard, and that would be Miss Bonita and Miss Tammy, and we welcome them. And if there's anyone else out there who's looking to step up and to be intentional this year and allow God to take you to a higher height, then I invite you to use our email address. It's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. The Masters, MASTERS, no apostrophe, morningcall@gmail.com, and we will respond to you. We are in the 13th day of our fast today, and we are still excited. If you would like to participate in the fast, you still have time. So go ahead and please send in an email to us in the subject line. Just put TMC fast, and we will definitely get the directives and the scriptures and the things that we are standing in agreement for to you. If you have missed any of our calls here on the Master's Call and you would like to go back, we have a website that is available 24/7, and you could go onto that website and listen to any of the messages. If you missed bits and pieces as you were taking the notes, then you could actually go back and listen to it at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And see, the thread that brought us all together here on the Master's Cause, none other than a great health and wellness company called Ardys International, ARDYSS International. And we are changing lives all over the world. Fantastic products, fantastic people with a fantastic vision. See, and it's a Christian-based company. See, a Christian-based company where the founders are Christians and they do stand on the power of God. And I just thank God for being a part of Ardys International. If you are a distributor on this line, I probably don't have to say this to you, but I will. Check your back office for announcements. Check your back office for promotions. Check your back office to see about Vision 2012 and where we are going this year and what we are doing. All roads lead to Extravaganza March 9th, 10th, and 11th. If you have not got your ticket or reserved your room for Extravaganza, then go to www.artist.com/extravaganza. Congratulations to all of those who have promoted in their ranks, made your ranks, or are attempting to make your ranks, or you're still making your business happen. Congratulations to all of you. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Willa if she would come to the line this morning. If she would come to the line this morning and open us up in a word of prayer. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, thank you, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Psalm 104 and 5 tells us, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. So, Father, we thank and praise you for that precious promise this morning. We enter your courts with thanksgiving. We enter them with praise. We thank you, O Lord, for your goodness and your mercy towards us. Father, we thank and praise you for watching over us as we slept last night, for having your angels encamped around about us, and for getting us up this morning to love you, to serve you, to go out and do those things, to hear your word, O Lord. Father, you told us in your word to commit our way to you and to trust you, and you shall bring the path. So we invite you into our lives this morning, Lord. We thank you, O God. Father, we thank you and praise you for the TMC. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts and Ardys International. We thank you, as Tiffany said, that they said yes to the call. Oh, Lord, just do everything they need you to do in their life. Be everything they need you to be. Show them favor, oh God, and bless them with wisdom. Now, we thank and praise you for the speaker who's going to come to us this morning. Lord, that you have already downloaded a word that we need to hear that will enrich our lives. Not only that we will be a blessing to others. Father God, we just sit under the spot right now where the word is coming out to hear your word so that we can dream big, believe big, achieve big. And now we bind the hand of Satan in Jesus' name. You told us that the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force, and that force is the power of the blood of Jesus. So we call the airways clear. We call the connections clear. We call our thinking clear so that we can receive and be blessed of the Lord to go out and be a blessing to someone else. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. The presence of the Lord is here on the Master's Call this morning. Thank you, Minister Willa, for clearing the airways and just protecting the technology so that the lines and everything of this call goes forth in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. So at this time, it is time for our speaker. And let me just give you a little bit of background on her. Truly, she's not a stranger to this call. She is one of the founders of this call. She is a prophetess and she is a pastor. She ministers the practical and prophetic word of God. She strives to equip us in becoming effective witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. Our anointed mouthpiece for this Thankful Tuesday is a pastor of the Gathering of the Eagles Ministry in Texas, an anointed mouthpiece used of the Lord to proclaim the gospel for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And this morning she hails to us by way of Prairie View, Texas. So it is my honor and my privilege to bring to you this morning none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am, and good morning, good morning, good morning to our Master's Call family. I tell you, I'm just so excited about Jesus today, and as Minister Tiffany has said, we are on the 13th day, pressing forward in our time of consecration and our time of sitting still, getting our directives from the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I tell you, he has been speaking loud and clear, and I've kept my notebook handy. And I tell you, the rhema that he wants to speak to us, the things he wants to stir up into us, if we would yet say yes and yield. So I want to continue in something that's been very, very important to me, literally when I accepted my call into ministry. And I always laugh when I give my testimony and say, yes, I had a Jonah in the Whale ministry. I ran for about a good 2 years before I said yes and went to school. But when I got there, a divine appointment of timing to learn something that literally revolutionized my walk with the Lord, and that was to learn the concept of practicing his presence, practicing his presence. And over the next 2 days, this morning and tomorrow, we're going to do just that. And I know so many of you all do that daily, do that regularly. But we, on this time of consecration, want to make sure we're going in all the way to the Holy of Holies. No more outer court relationship. Definitely just not being happy with the inner court. But we want a close-up and personal relationship with our Lord and Savior. And the theme that God has given us for this year is in 2012, all is well. And I'm going to stick with that as I give some nuggets that were taught to me years ago that I practice each and every day that I know has always ushered in the presence of God. See, one thing I love to remind people when they say, ooh, he's an awesome man of God, you can just feel his countenance, or ooh, I need to talk to her because she's a powerful prayer warrior. God is an equal opportunity lender. And as long as you call on the name of Jesus, the Paraclete, the God, the Jehovah Rohi, the Shepherd, he's inside of each and every one of us. And the level of power, the level of anointing is only determined by us. The saying of little prayer, little power, much prayer, much power, is so simple but so profoundly true. And so as we become yielded vessels in this time of consecration, as we literally crucify the flesh, as we get back to the Bible basic instructions before leaving earth, I love that acronym, basic instructions, meaning that if we'll do that four-letter word, just read, meditate, and as we're doing fasting, we all are going to watch God show up and show out in our lives. So as we've been talking, just a quick overview for those who haven't been able to hear the earlier parts of our series, I'm encouraging you to go to the website so you can get it all, every nugget, every morsel in your spirit, because this is not just another year. This is not just another season in God. Literally, 12 means so much in the spiritual kingdom, government, order, structure in our lives. For most of us, we went to hell and back in 2011, but it's organized chaos. That's when God was shifting and sifting and pruning and pulling and cleaning up the house so that those things that weren't supposed to be were not around. See, too many of us had good things in our life, but they weren't God things. And God-appointed things are all we want on the plate, all we want in the foundation as we begin and carry out through this year. And so we want the focused, faithful fast that has us soaring like the eagles we are. And what are some of the rudiments, the ingredients that make that happen? Practicing his presence daily. I want you to open your mouth wherever you are and say, I'm going to daily practice his presence. Let's say it again, because you're going to prophesy over your own self this morning. I will daily practice God's presence. We started off in this series with all in 2012, all as well, but we mainly, because of the consecration, the fast of getting our flesh under. And most of us, when we shipwreck, when we get out of position, when we miss it, it's usually because even with sincere hearts, we become carnally led and not spiritually led. I always tell the believers, read chapters Romans 7 and 8 and read it and eat it and understand it, that we live in a world that is so sensualistically led, meaning if it feels good, that's what I want to do. If I think, my feel, what I want, that I is always getting us in trouble. And as believers in the kingdom of God, Jehovah's kingdom, we are to be spiritually led by that paraclete, by the Holy Ghost inside of us. But he's a gentleman. He's not going to knock you over. This in the WWF, the Worldwide Federation Wrestling. He's not going to knock you down to the canvas. He's going to speak in that still small voice. And it's up to us to hear and obey. So therefore, it's important that we crucify flesh, denying the flesh, because it gets to screaming. It gets to hollering. Some of us weren't even fasting 6 hours, and we thought we were going to die. Oh, I can't make it. No, that's your flesh saying, I don't want to do it. But we're going to beat that flesh into submission so that we become yielded, sensitive vessels where the presence of the Lord can freely dwell. And we talked about in Daniel's fast that it's a mandate and it's a mission. And we went to Daniel's, the book of Daniel in 1, verses 8 through 14. And you know the story when they were taken in captivity into Babylon, where he was literally telling the one overseer of him that if you let us eat what we want to eat for 10 days, we'll look better than the other prisoners. In other words, staying with the diet that God had given them as a people when they were back in their own country. So we went through 7 sets of observing the fast. We're not doing this just because. We're doing this for discipline. That's not a cuss word. For discipline in our Christian walk. See, too many times we keep being sincere but sincerely wrong because there's no spiritual calisthenics going on in our life, back to practicing his presence. We talked about 7 things. We've talked about being specific with our Daniel's fast. We talked about that this fast is a spiritual commitment between you and our God. We talked about reflecting inner desires by external discipline, meaning there's some things we know we should be doing every day, exercising, taking those healthy artist products, reading our word. Fourth, we talked about pray to see habits or hobbies in our life that we know, that we literally know are not good for us, that are not best for us, that we would stop doing them. Pray to see habits or hobbies that hinder our health or cause sickness to leave. Fifth, we talked about fast as a statement of faith to others. When you are serious about your consecration, not announcing it, not putting it in the bulletin to say, look at me, I'm fasting. No, but for people to see you as a living epistle, discipline yourself. That says a lot. To learn the effects of the food we eat, and then 7, to yield to the results that God has. Well, I want to talk the first 7 of 14 this morning in our practicing the presence on Daniel's fast, that it's our mission and our mandate, to the examples of things we believe and why. And why they're so important. And I'm going to give you the scriptures in these 7 minutes. God's going to help us get through this first 7 of the 14. First, I will voice God's planted desires in my heart in prayer. I will voice God's planted desires in my heart in prayer. Psalms 37:4. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight in the Hebrew, babes, means submit, means that I am not going to keep being a billy goat. I'm going to have the spirit of a lamb where, God, I'm going to yield and plant in my heart your kingdom come, your will be done. See, so many of us, we keep arguing with God like we think we're going to win. I don't understand that one because I do it too, where he's got eternity. You and I don't have but a little space of time. That when God speaks to our spirits to have a more yielded heart to his desires for us, and that in turn will let the desires that God has become firmly planted in our heart. That's 1. 2, the power of God is working in my life. That's a decree you want to speak over yourself. The power of God is working in my life. 2 Peter 1-3. When you practice the presence of God, it comes in through 2 main ways, through prayer and through praise. Through prayer, saying, that's why affirmations are so awesome. Quit letting the world handle affirmations more strategically than the believer than we as believers. And it's great to say motivational things, but let's say scriptural things, what the Word says about us in 2 Peter 1 through 3, because we know the Word is already power-packed with an anointing that destroys the yokes in our life. So we want the power of God working in our lives. That's why Mark 16, 15 through 20 makes folks uncomfortable, because when Mark tells the saints, every believer, not just the fivefold, not just the mother of the church, not just the pastor, the prophet, the every believer should lay hands on the sick and they recover, should cast out demons, should speak with new tongues. Quit skipping around that. You and I are an every believer. And that's the testimony as ministers in the marketplace. And how do we get there? Through praying daily, speaking over ourselves what God says about us. Number three, I will make known God in me, with me, as the highest priority in my life. I will make knowing God, that I want to know he in the Greek, like Adam knew Eve. I want us so close, you don't know when God started and when God stopped and he started and I started in my life. We should flow so much out of us that they feel like every time they squeeze us like a tube of toothpaste, nothing but the scripture, nothing but the heart of God comes out of us. Why? Because that's our highest priority, and we pray that over ourselves every day. I have the mind of Christ. The scripture, Matthew 7:21 says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Jesus tells us, I only do as I see my Father do. When I pray, Lord, help me. Lord, show me. Lord, speak through me. That's the affirmation in prayer that we want. You know, we can't get confused when we watch The View and CNN and all these other talk shows. Yeah, it's great to have feelings and reason and intellect. He gave them to us, but they must submit to the will of God. I was teaching to my prophets in training yesterday that this is a hard spot for some Christians right now, because we have a party right now that has a head candidate who is not a Christian, and the scriptures are very clear. So are you a Christian first? Are you a female first? Are you a Republican or a Democrat first? The question has an easy answer, but we have some people struggling because many times people get politics ahead of who you are as a believer. Make your highest priority knowing God. Fourth, I will believe God for increase. Psalms 115, verses 14 through 16. I will believe God for increase. May the Lord cause you to flourish, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given us to mankind. Believe God for more, but believe God to be a good steward over the more he gives you. Stewardship is not just money. Some of us have wasted more time. We've wasted many of our talents and our finances. Stewardship is everything God gives us in prayer, when it comes into your space, when it comes into your sphere of influence. God, what would you have me to do? I am so sensitive to God because I learned the hard way. Even when someone's trying to get close to me or someone or things happen, my first question is, God, what would you have me be to them? What is my assignment? Are they even my assignment? What would you have me to do with this time, with this talent? We've got to crucify what I want, what I feel, what I think. This fast is to get us back in a position to be tender, to be yielded, to be sensitive to the voice of God. How does that happen? Through the perfect practice of daily, not just reading a written down prayer. Talk to your Father just like you talk to your husband, your wife, your children. That's a great start when you got to read a prayer. But at some point, you wouldn't be happy if you've been dating someone or talking to someone for 3 months and they still got to pull out a piece of paper before they feel like they can talk to you and read something. But boy, so many of us in the body of Christ, ooh, you want me to pray? I can't pray in public. Something's wrong with that. Because, see, all you really said to me is you're not praying regularly in private. Go on and say amen or oh me. It's all right. It's all right this morning. Okay. I wanted to get to 7, but it's 25 after. So I'm going to do one more, and then we'll finish and keep going till we get there. Amen? 5, I believe God for greater strength. I believe God for greater strength. This is a great one to stop with. Every day I say this scripture, Nehemiah 8:10, over my life. I believe God for greater strength. Nehemiah 8:10 says, Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. See, we need supernatural strength to make it on this side of glory. We need supernatural intervention to make it, to be wise in God, to make the choices that line up with God's will for our lives. And we need to notify our faith that it's all right. We got to stop the prune juice ministry, being holy and looking mean. As I teach my prophets, and in the deeper you look, it makes you anointed. The joy of the Lord, because the joy is a fruit. It's a spirit, but it's a force. And Nehemiah made a choice to go back to a hard place to rebuild the wall of the city to protect his people. In 2012, there are going to be some seasons that are hard. But if you have an attitude adjustment, you'll shift the atmosphere. The thermostat will reflect the temperature that you're going to triumph in Jesus. It's a mindset. Daniel's fast is our mission and our mandate. So today, you speak over yourself, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I don't care how jacked up it looks. I don't care how bad it feels. You notify heaven and hell and yourself. All is well in 2012. God is working it out for my good and for his glory. And, Father, when I'm in this place, I'm going to stay in the Holy of Holies in your presence so that you consume me, that your Jehovah Makedesh burns out of me everything and anything that not like me, not like you. Father, today I'm going to embrace your Jehovah Shalom. I want that supernatural peace that surpasses all my understanding so I can hold on to my joy. It's a mindset. And as we pray and practice his presence with the perfect practicing of only saying what he says about us, we'll stay in God's gym of faith. We'll stay in God's gym to produce the fruit that will remain in our life. We'll stay in God's gym that will strengthen us to go out and be the ministers in his marketplace. And tomorrow we'll continue on these points of why we're going to believe and practice his presence in our lives every day. Amen. Sorry about going over. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, wow, wow. What a phenomenal message this morning. I'm telling you, I felt my coattail being yanked and I felt my attitude being adjusted. See, a lot of times that's a hard thing, and we think that we got it all intact, but we all need an attitude adjustment. Thank you, thank you, thank you for teaching us about practicing his presence, because I'm telling you, when you get into the presence of God, it is a wonderful and an awesome place to be. So if you missed any of those points, then call the replay number 712-432-1085, the same PIN code 957-677-pound, and share that word with someone today, at least 3 people, and invite them to the call on tomorrow to hear part 2. At this time, Minister Robin, if you would come to the phone and close us out in prayer. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Glory to God. Practice in the presence of God. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you because we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, according to your word, Lord, in Psalm 91. And Father God, I come before you, and I thank you for your presence. I thank you for our children, Father. I lift up Caleb to you, Father. I lift up Jihad to you, Father. I thank you, Lord, because they dwell in that secret place, Father. I thank you that no evil shall befall any of our children, Father. I thank you, Lord, that even the terror by night, Father, nor the arrow that flieth by day, Father, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness can touch our children. No type of destruction, no type of waste, Father God. And 1,000 may fall at their side, Lord Jesus, and 10,000 at their right hand, but none of it shall come near our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word that your angels have charge over them, and they will keep them in all of their ways, and they will not dash their feet against any type of stone. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you because you alone are our safety. You alone are our protection. You alone watch over us. You never slumber nor sleep, Father. You are that friend that sticks closer than a brother with our children, Father God. And we thank you, Father, because they are with you. In you they live and move and have their being, Father. No harm shall come to them in the name of Jesus. And because they call upon you, Father, you said you will answer them. You will be with them in trouble. You will deliver them, Lord. And you said you will honor them. And with long life our children will live. And, Lord, you will satisfy them. And you will show them your salvation. So we thank you for being Jehovah Nissi. We thank you for being that banner of protection over our children. We thank you, Lord God, that you alone deserve all the honor. You alone deserve all the praise. And they are in your presence. And in your presence, there is fullness of joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Robin, for sealing that word and sealing this call out in prayer. To you, Tammy, thank you for spiritually seating us and greeting us this morning. And Willa, thank you for so much for opening us up in prayer. Dr. Vanessa, thank you for that phenomenal on-time Rhema word from God this morning, practicing his presence. And to each of you, the Master Call family and listeners, as she said, we are going to practice God's presence today, and we're going to start doing that today as we hear, as we listen, as we obey and accept the will of God to be great ministers in the marketplace. We will practice and walk into the presence of God on this day. We love you all here on the Master's Call, and we will hear you on this line on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.